A group of children can be a tough crowd, especially when it comes to visiting places like museums. A successful exhibit must have appeal and entertainment value while also being able to take some pretty hard knocks. Next, Jillian Drummond visits the newly revamped Children's Museum Tucson to tell us about the work that goes into making it a place where kids can learn while being themselves.
When it comes to testing new exhibits at the Children's Museum Tucson, a few hits and tugs from grown-ups doesn't really cut it. No, the real test comes with the real customers, and in particular, 10 to 12-year-old boys. It seems that only a mob of middle schoolers can determine whether an exhibit is going to survive, and we use the word mob with no apology. That's just how Director of Exhibits Kevin Mills describes them.
Our toughest customers, especially when they get together and band together, there's sort of a mob mentality effect that takes hold, and they stop using the exhibits in the way that they were are normally used and were intended to be used, and I think it becomes more of a battle of not wits, but just brute force, you know, who can strong arm the exhibit the most.
Take the museum's giant uvula, for example. It's displayed among oversized body parts in the Bodyology room. The uvula hangs down at the back of a massive open mouth, and for certain young lads, it's just too tempting.
They rappel off of the tongue and use the uvula for their lifeline.
When you say rappel off the tongue, they're hanging from it, basically. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The uvula is sort of ground zero of all of the worst abuse we see in the museum. And we're on, I think, our seventh generation of upgrades on the uvula now. It's where all of our most state-of-the-art materials and engineering have to come to bear to still be a good working uvula, but hold up.
And it's not that Kevin and his team mind. That's the job of a children's museum, to have exhibits that are interactive, educational, and fun. But it makes their job that much more demanding.
We went with a heavier grade of latex, and we use a lot of polymers, and we use some of the toughest construction adhesives and sealants that are available on the market. And in the case of the uvula, even some concrete reinforcing and some steel in its core to anchor it to the mouth. No one uvula has lasted longer than about 6 months, so that's over a two-year period. So they're good for about 2 months, generally speaking, yeah.
The museum's giant nose exhibit has similar issues.
Yeah, we have a giant nose that breathes air and is complete with boogers and nose hairs, and those make for some pretty interesting conversations with our vendors and some interesting emails. But yeah, the same problem with durability, with kids swinging on the boogers. The need for durability just can't be emphasized enough. There's a joke in the industry that there's consumer grade, commercial grade, military grade, and children's museum grade.
Children's museums were born in America. The world's first opened in Brooklyn almost 115 years ago. Today, about 400 children's museums worldwide reach more than 30 million children and families annually, according to the Association of Children's Museums in Arlington. The Children's Museum Tucson has pumped more than $1 million into its exhibits over the last 3 years. That money comes from a mix of admission fees, party revenue, grants, and donations from individuals and businesses. Still, there's a limited budget, and Kevin Mills ends up getting pretty creative when it comes to remodeling. He shops at big box do-it-yourself stores and restaurant supply companies for materials.
And in the case of the lobby, we went with a steampunk motif to sort of simultaneously celebrate the grandeur of the space, this wonderful historic 100-year-old Carnegie Library space, and to acknowledge the history of the building as a library. There's a fiberglass urn turned on its side and with a riveted copper pail attached to look like a rocket engine with flickering lights, and a heavily modified ceiling fan to look like a propeller, and an actual weather balloon dressed up to look like a hot air balloon.
Hello, you were playing with me with the bananas in Bodyology. Do you want to come draw a picture with me?
We met Karen Hellman, a mother of three, in one of the newest areas of the museum, an art and play space. Karen became a member of the Children's Museum 8 months ago, largely to escape Tucson's summer heat.
Just the summers here are so warm that being a member here means they have a place to play and you can spend all day here and it's not hot.
What do you kids like particularly? What are they drawn to in here?
Well, my daughter loves the art studio. She loves to paint and draw. And also the kitchen, the grocery store, I guess. She likes the carts to push the shopping carts. My youngest daughter, the baby, likes the under four rooms because they can crawl.
The space for under fours is called We World. And Daniela Siqueiros, Marketing and Community Relations Manager, says it comes with a bonus they weren't expecting.
In compared to the old space, parents would just sit in the room and just be on their phone. Now we're seeing the parents put away their technology and get on the ground level and playing with their kids, which is something that, you know, you want to see in the museum world, especially the children in a children's museum setting, but we didn't expect it to go as far as it has and how fun it has been to see parents enjoying the room and really getting what the room is about and how it helps develop their kids.
The kids and the parents aren't the only ones having fun, says Kevin Mills.
My training is in industrial design, and I've worked in a wide variety of fields, but this is by far and away the most rewarding and fulfilling. The crazy use of unlikely materials. I'm one part sculptor as much as I am industrial designer, and there's just so much opportunity for me to play and be very creative in ways that I just can't imagine having an opportunity to out in the more traditional realms of product design. Yeah.
And as for that put upon uvula,
we just had to replace it again, and we're this is a state of the art uvula that we're running with right now, and the clock is ticking.
You can read the full story about the redesign of Children's Museum Tucson at www.threestorymagazine.com. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Gillian Drummond.
Intern Mo Olivas assisted with the production of that story.